beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. You're listening to the Rosie on the House show, broadcasting every Saturday morning, covering all things home-related for now 25 years. We appreciate the listeners, the callers, the sponsors, and our broadcast affiliates for keeping us on air that long and being here for you Saturday mornings. If you'd like to join the program, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Elaine, welcome to the program. Tell us about your home.
Good morning. I have a question about my kitchen countertops. About a month ago, I've noticed that I have some stains, and I don't know how to take them out of what I think is for mica. It looks like maybe there was something on the cloth when I wiped down the countertop. Maybe I had some bleach in there, and I've got a couple of street marks, but also in a couple of other spots, if I had little children around, I have a couple of marks that look like they could have been made with magic markers. And I don't know how to get those out. I'm afraid they might be permanent.
Magic markers generally are made to be pretty permanent. Made to be
permanent. Well, I know that's not what it is, but it looks like somebody might have just gone with a pencil and made a couple of marks like that.
How long have they been there?
About a month and a half. And I don't know how they got there, except maybe the ones when I wiped the one countertop, they looked like they were from a cloth.
Well, Elaine, you know, is it in fact a plastic laminate countertop for Formica, Wilson Art, one of those brands? Are you aware of, to make sure that it is a plastic laminate material?
I'm not certain. I purchased the house five years ago.
I ask is because that plastic laminate, it is just about bulletproof. When it's installed and fabricated at the shop, they can use lacquer thinners and acetones and all kinds of what could be caustic chemicals on it to clean it before, you know, it leaves the shop. So it's pretty durable as far as cleaning agents go. I don't know they would necessarily go that far to try to clean it, but I would say just a good household cleaner. With Jaws, make some really good products. There's a lot of non-abrasive materials. You don't want to use anything like Comet or Bartender's Helper or anything of those kind of things to get it off. But, okay. You know, just a good household cleaner.
I did purchase for Mica cleaner, but that didn't do anything.
Boy. Well, and she thought one of them might be bleach, and if it's bleach, then the color's gone.
You can't restore that.
Right.
No. Then the damage is irreparable if it's bleached out like that.
It might even just take a little time to. No, I don't know that any one cleaner in one setting is going to do this. It may be just every time done with the dishes, hit it again. And to tell if it is Formica, just run your hand all the way to the edge. And if most Formica countertops are round-nosed, go down that round edge and then with your thumb, feel if there's a little seam.
Feel the bottom side
of it. And you can feel
it.
The particle board underneath harder and the seam of the laminate covering. Like you said, for the most part, they are pretty bulletproof until there's any bit of delamination that starts to occur.
And it could be a scratch, too. You know, they're pretty susceptible to, it's a hard material, but it can be damaged. Knives, glassware, if you break a glass on it, it can be scratched. So it could be, you know, a permanent mar. It's hard to tell.
So good luck. We appreciate the call. Just keep at it and try a couple different types of, not that you need to spend 70, 80 different types of dollar on five or six different types of cleaners, but you know, until you find something that works, it's just going to take a little time.
You know what you might try, Elaine, if it is a magic marker, you know, just cut an orange or a lemon and just put some citrus juice on it. Just wipe the slice of citrus across it. Let that, keep it wet for a little bit. And that's a pretty mild acidic material that may make that mark go away, too. You might try that.
Saturday mornings, it's 1-888-ROSIE for you. That's 1-888-767-4348 for any questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and talk live on the air. But during the week, we do answer the phone. We do answer that phone during the week.
We answer a lot of phone during the week.
We do, but we also answer a lot of email from rosieonthehouse.com. And right now is the time of the section where we turn to our digital world that's available. You know, even though we're answering the phone, I will admit, I'm not there at 8 o'clock at night.
No, sir. Or nope. 11 o'clock at night.
No.
Or 2 o'clock in the morning.
And I'm not answering emails at those times either.
There's a lot of people sending, a lot of night owls out there.
But if that's the time that you're awake or you remember your question, it's rosieonthehouse.com. And it doesn't always have to be a question. Herb called this week from Green Valley to tell us about how wonderful Robert, the VP of sales, was from Green Valley Heating and Cooling, our Green Valley partner. So we appreciate everything Ethan and his family are doing at Green Valley Heating and Cooling for our listeners there. And we also find interesting things. You know, we have a referral network of certified partners that have to go through a screening process.
A very extensive screening process, I might add. And sweet Jennifer here is the one that typically handles that for us. And some of our prospective clients and partners become a little bit, tired of hearing from you as far as the qualification process. Like, oh, my gosh, they're going to check on this. And
I'm a little relentless, aren't I?
I'm going to call more of my customers and see how I'm doing.
But
how
hey.
Do I handle warranty? How do I do this? Oh, my gosh. Some of these guys are like, oh, is it really worth it to
be a
Rosie?
We're going to put Rosie's name on it. They got to be good.
The best of the best.
There was a comment this week. A gentleman said, you know, I had a harder time buying getting through this screening process than I did buying my house.
Well, we're very, very protective of the reputation for Rosie on the House. That's one of the reasons it's been around for as long as it has. And all of our members take a great deal of pride in what they do, and they support us in our efforts, and we really appreciate all of them. And we also like to hear from homeowners who have used our certified partners and some of the good experiences that they've, you know, been subjected to, and the customer service and
we do get quite a bit of good feedback.
We get a ton.
So all that said, is a leading up to what I ultimately wanted to cover was the void that we have. We've got an opening for our fencing contractor.
We
chain link, gates, wrought iron, mm-hmm. that type of materials. Not necessarily masonry, because most masons will do fencing, and we do have a good masonry
resource
pool of resources for mm-hmm. but chain links,
wire fencing,
wire,
wrought iron. We need a good fencing guy. So
electric. Maybe
if there's a small medium-sized fencing company here in the state, in the valley, any place in the state of Arizona that's looking to expand your business, and we would love to hear from you.
So we've talked about the extensiveness of joining the network, 5 years in business for a established category. Mm-hmm. The exceptions we make for the 5 years is if it's somebody that's been with the network for a lot of years as maybe the number one or two man of a trade and start off his own company, you know, we'll reduce that to three if it's somebody we've worked with for a lot of years and know, or if it's a new industry, mm-hmm. you know, energy auditing, I think, is probably close to just now 5 years.
right.
That was
it was hard to find somebody with 5 years of experience 5 years ago.
So that was an exception we made. But I think this is Rias's third year with us, and mm-hmm. he was doing it before that, so he's right there on it. So when it's a new development or something like that, but for something like fencing, you know, we're going to be looking for 5 years in business. We're going to be looking for a license, ROC license. We're going to be looking for
References, good references from customers, and you know, just all everything lines up that they're who they say they are. You know, we do a lot of searching on the internet and background checks, credit checking, banks, creditors,
suppliers. Mm-hmm. Are they paying their bills on time?
Value, mm-hmm. product, all those things tie together. So just we're pretty thorough.
We just qualified a trade, and Rosie was talking to me the other day, and I can't remember exactly how many homeowners he went to visit who had been prior customers of this particular trade. But it was like we asked this company for, like I said, you know, previous customers, and they gave us 25. I think Rosie went to see 24 of those people and knocked on their doors and visited with them to verify that all of the work that was done properly, and they took care of their warranties and callbacks and cleanup and how were they treated and all of the different things that we look for in our contractors. So it's, he takes a great deal of pride in getting the best of the best.
Well, even after I've done all the paperwork,
absolutely.
You know, I feel like I've really done it, and then he, I'll hand it off to him and he'll, like you said, make, take the extra step. He'll know maybe, peers in the industry to call he'll see something on the pre-qual list that, he knows somebody here or there, or he knows somebody at the bank, or knows one of the creditors, and he'll follow through and just get that extra. And then he looks at the work, you know.
Right, right.
And customer service and customer value are utmost important to us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, gates and fencing is open. Here's what's not open, and I'm going to have a little fun with y'all. See how well we are equipped to take referrals on our feet.
Okay.
This is a contact a partner form. When you go on the line and you go to a partner and you fill out a request, we get a copy of that request.
Absolutely.
And we do that so that it helps us quality control. We do absolutely nothing with it unless somebody calls back and says, hey, I haven't heard back from your guy. And we, I filled out a form and we can look. That was 5 minutes ago. He might be on a call. I mean,
the phone still may be ringing.
Or we look it up and it's been a day and we're like, all right, well, hey, you know what? Maybe we need a little. But this one says, I need a window washer. I have 9 windows on a second story condo. Who would that go to?
Clearco.
Okay. All
Bing.
Right. All right, clear.
Winner.
Come on, Mike.
All right, this next one. Request an estimate to clean a rug. I have an area rug that needs to be taken away and cleaned.
First class green cleaning.
Stan, man, you're falling behind here.
Well,
Jennifer's kicking your butt. They do all kinds of flooring, but and not only flooring, but they'll come do furniture as well.
They do. They just did my carpets this last 2 weeks ago. Boy, it sure is nice. Great for the holidays. Makes you feel ready to go.
Excellent. All right, this one, it says, I need some consulting advice. We have a really old mid-century custom kitchen cabinet that I would like re-oiled, finished, and cleaned up.
Irwin's Furniture Restoration, right? Or no? Or is
yeah,
it a cabinet?
No,
okay.
You got it.
Come on, Stan.
Thanks for nothing.
Jennifer.
With, all right. With 3 zip now here.
Do you sell products like Solo Tube and give free estimates?
Free light.
Oh, there you go. Stan jumped on that one. And the answer to both of those questions is yes, Free Light does Solo
Absolutely.
Tube. The specific brand Solo Tube. I was in their showroom about 3 weeks ago, and they've got a display right there front and center.
And they've got the Cadillac Skylight Velux. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Very good.
Yep.
We love.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
We have 12 skylights in the house, and I wouldn't live in that house without them. I mean, it's just
12
it's like,
skylights.
We do. Between we have them on the back porch. We have them in the kitchen.
I got to ask you. I got to ask you a question. Hmm. How'd they do in a hailstorm?
They were
ago.
All replaced.
Oh.
when Carol and I were standing in the kitchen looking outside, going, "Hey, this is so cool!" Until all of a sudden the hail was right at our feet in the kitchen. Then all of them.
Goodness.
Free Light replaced all of them. They're great.
All right. Skip writes to one of our contractors and says, I need a TV outside with some audio wired in.
Stably Entertainment.
Very good.
Come on,
oh,
Stan.
So now she gets 2 dings and I only get 1? Mr. Reese, you and I are going to speak on Monday. So,
all right. Well, I think the second ding was a reminder that I'm kind of tight against the break. Our last letter this week for our letters from listeners. Doug writes in and says, when's the 2014 Crawfish Festival? I'm putting in for my time off and I need to make sure I get it right.
There's a fan.
August 2nd. We're moving it back 1 week.
Oh, seriously, you do have a date.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic.
August 2nd, 2014.
Do we have a venue yet?
You know, it's going to be at the same venue for 2014.
Cool.
Bison Ranch. It's in the perfect location density of crawfish infestation. So it's optimal for maximum crawfish extraction.
And that was a beautiful facility for the activity, too.
Oh, it was great.
It's Rosie on the House. We'll be back right after this.